Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are watching this, you are very welcome to our video worship from the West Highland Peninsulas, from the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour, Morvern, Acharachal and Ardnamurchan. Welcome. Let's be still for a moment as we gather our thoughts, as we come to worship our God.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come into your presence not really knowing what that means or how it is supposed to feel. There should be a sense of awe, surely, but is it a spine-tingling tremor of anticipation or the trembling dread of fear? And what if there is none of that? It just feels ordinary and comfortable to be here. Is that a sign of being familiar with you, or a sign that none of it is real? We do not know how it should be, so all we can do is to tell you how it is. And perhaps that is all you wanted all along, for us to be honest and to come as we are. So here we are, perplexing God, some comfortable, some fearful, some confident in our faith, many less so than we were. We come with our praises and our prayers, with our questions, yes, and our complaints. There are some faults which we are happy to confess. We know we are not perfect, but not everything wrong is down to us. And it feels sometimes as though we are given all the blame, and that's not fair. So much is wrong, dear God, and that is hard to understand if you are in control. There, we've said it, Lord, and we are still here. Is it okay? Are you still there? You surely cannot be angry with us for being honest. Are you wondering perhaps why it has taken so long for us to tell you what you already knew? Why we are so hesitant to trust in your love? Eternal God, let the thinking stop now. Let the flow of words be still as we rest in your presence and allow your Spirit to heal us, body, mind, and soul. Thanks be to God. Amen.
A reading from Job chapter 23, reading the first 9 verses and then verses 16 and 17. I still rebel and complain against God. I can't hold back my groaning. How I wish I knew where to find him and knew how to go where he is. I would state my case before him and present all the arguments in my favour. I want to know what he would say and how he would answer me. Would God use all his strength against me? No, he would listen as I spoke. I am honest. I could reason with God. He would declare me innocent once and for all. I have searched in the east, but God is not there. I have not found him when I searched in the west. God has been at work in the north and the south, but still I have not seen him. Almighty God has destroyed my courage. It is God, not the dark, that makes me afraid, even though the darkness has made me blind. Amen. These words from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, reading from verse 17. As Jesus was starting on his way again, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not accuse anyone falsely, do not cheat, respect your father and mother." "Teacher," the man said, "ever since I was young, I have obeyed all these commandments." Jesus looked straight at him with love and said, "You need only one thing. Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. And come and follow me." When the man heard this, gloom spread over his face, and he went away sad because he was very rich. Jesus looked around at his disciples and said to them, "How hard it will be for rich people to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus went on to say, "My children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is much harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle." At this, the disciples were completely amazed and asked one another, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for man, but not for God. Everything is possible for God." Then Peter spoke up. "Look, we have left everything and followed you." "Yes," Jesus said to them, "and I tell you that anyone who leaves home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel will receive much more in this present age. He will receive 100 times more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and persecutions as well. And in the age to come, he will receive eternal life. But many who now are first will be last, and many who now are last will be first. Amen. And may God bless these words in our hearing today. I've always trusted you, God, but today, I don't know what's going on. I can't find you. I don't even know where you live. If I could find you and talk to you, argue with you, but you're nowhere in sight. If I could just find you, I might understand what's happening to me. I might hear you answer my questions and learn why and where you've gone. If I could find you, you would listen to me. I know you would, but you're not here. If I look behind me or in front of me, there's no sign of you. If I look left or right, you're nowhere to be found. God, you're frightening me. Why? Why, when I needed you most, have you disappeared? God, I'm terrified. Where have you gone? Will you ever come back? It's so dark, I could vanish into the darkness. God, why are you playing games with me? Why can't I find you? Why? Job was suffering. Job was asking questions, wondering where God is. Job, renowned for his patience, but that patience was waning and giving way to anger and despair. And maybe that was no bad thing. Maybe we need to be more dangerously authentic in our worship, our prayer, our cries out to God when life sucks. Like so much of the story, Job's tenacity is taken to extremes. He harangues God incessantly, goading him to respond, refusing to let go. A device that allows the narrator to ask some big questions that need to be asked if our faith is to be real. Where is God? What is prayer? Why do bad things happen to good people? As the world continues to make its COVID journey, there are hard questions to be asked. As the church responds to declining numbers, there are hard questions. As the world considers climate justice, there are hard questions. As you and I consider the priorities in life, there are hard questions. As there was for the rich man in our gospel story today, a rich man who said, "But I've always lived by the commandments. I've never murdered or committed adultery." And Jesus says, "But there's one thing you have to do." Jesus didn't say to him, "Just take all your wealth and dig a hole and bury it in the ground. Just get rid of it." No, he said, there's one thing you must do, sell what you have and give it to the poor. Make a difference. Nudge things towards the kingdom of God. To the upside down values where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Job wanted more than the religious platitudes from his friends. And he brings a raw openness and honesty as he cries out to God. Job was experiencing what the mystic St. John of the Cross described as the dark night of the soul. An experience of many of the saints of God, from Mother Teresa of Calcutta to the fictional sister Monica Joan in Call the Midwife. They go through the motions of praying but have no sense of being heard. God seems absent and has abandoned them. And with the psalmist, they can cry out, my God, why have you abandoned me? I've cried desperately for help, but still it does not come. During the day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. I call at night, but get no rest. But you are enthroned as the Holy One, the one whom Israel praises. Our ancestors put their trust in you. They trusted you and you saved them. They called to you and escaped from danger. They trusted you and were not disappointed. Words from Psalm 22. Words that were on the lips of Jesus from the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? With the psalmist, with Jesus, we can cry out to God who can seem distant, absent. But did you hear the faith, the hope, the promise in all of that? Job, nor the psalmist, nor any of the people of God who have wondered why God seemed distant and absent, have said, I don't believe in you anymore. No. They have said, the psalmist said, you are enthroned as the Holy One. They didn't stop praying. Job in his suffering, the rich man in his wealth, me in my experience and you in yours, see life through the lens of your experience. And sometimes that means it's difficult to see the whole picture. It's difficult to see things as they really are, the way God sees things. There's a quote often attributed to the diarist Anaïs Nin. We see things not as they are, but as we are. And she maybe wasn't the first person to say something like that. Indeed, in a sermon published in 1801 by an Oxford cleric, one Sidney Smith, said this: "It is then a matter of sovereign necessity, before we decide on great and momentous questions which affect our own happiness and the peace of the world, to make a wise and virtuous pause, and to review with an honest severity those peculiarities of disposition, situation, and education which may communicate an unfair bias to the mind and induce us to decide not as the truth of things is, but as we are ourselves." You see, sometimes there's a bit of the story that we are unable to see. And no doubt things are working out as they should. And although sometimes it is so hard to see and to understand and to believe, God is loving us through the tough times. And perhaps we come to those realizations when we are open and honest and real with God and shout and scream and ask why. There's a poem that came to mind as I was pondering these things, and I conclude with Edgar Guest's poem, "Keep Going." When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar, so stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit.
Let us pray. God of transparent light and blinding darkness, God of absence and of presence, of simple clarity in tangled mystery, we are grateful that we can be open and honest with you in our prayers. No more than that, we owe it to you to be as real as we can be about our hopes and our fears, our questions and concerns. Only then, when all the pretending is done, will our petitions be heard and our hearts be open to accept your reply. So let us each be still and imagine what if you were really here beside us, gracious God. What we would most want to tell you and to ask. No censoring, no saying what we think you want to hear or what everybody expects. Just open, honest asking. Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open." Our God, as we sit in this comfortable place, taking advantage of the freedom that we have to worship as we please, we pray for those who do not have anywhere to go with the big questions that trouble them, or who cannot even put their thoughts into words, or for fear of where those words might take them. We pray for those who believed once and no longer do, for those whose faith has changed and grown, and who do not feel safe to share where their travels have taken them, for fear of being judged. And we pray for the church, which should be the one place where everyone can be sure of a welcome and food for the journey, and which so often fails in its task. So confused by all the changes, so sad because of all that has been lost, so desperate to please, so hurt and angry because nothing we do is ever enough, so guilty because Christians are not meant to feel this way, and where is our faith? My God, Jesus said, why have you abandoned me? Thank you for Job and Jeremiah, for Ezekiel and Jacob, and Jesus himself, for all who have wavered and doubted, questioned and dared to challenge, not because their faith did not matter to them, but because it did. Help us to follow their example and to find, as they did, that you are big enough to cope. Help us to go on trusting no matter what, and find out for ourselves that you are true. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we are yet to become. And so we bring our gifts of money, our time, and our talents. Lord God, you are greater and wiser and more generous than we can ever comprehend. You deserve the best of everything we have to give, our deepest love, our hardest questions, our most stubborn perseverance, our most effervescent joy, our most bitter sorrow, our most frank honesty, our truest integrity, our wettest tears, our heartiest laughter. These gifts that do matter, we promise always to do our best to bring, along with the money that does not, unless the others are offered with it. And we bring all our prayers together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
In troubled times, when fears surround, and life provides no solid ground, I will lift my soul and sing once more of a hope unshakable. I will recall the cross of Christ, one dead for all to give us life. You will bring us safe beyond the grave by your love unshakable. Savior, praise his love. yesterday, today, forever the same. Forever. Yesterday, today, forever the same.
As our worship draws near to its end, and we continue all that awaits us this day, know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love, always. Amen.
Out in the power of your Spirit, to shine your light in the way we live. Send us out in the power of your Spirit, as we've received, may we freely give. Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory. Send us out in the power of your Spirit, to show your love everywhere we go. Send us out in the power of your Spirit, Lord, fill us up so we overflow. Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory. Out for you.